There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
I'm John Batchelor, Gaius. Germanicus is here, Michael Vlahos, and we're on our way to the theater after sacrificing to the god Augustus. But first, a book in the 21st century called Sisterhood, The Secret History of the Women of the CIA. Germanicus, you have some very good knowledge about the CIA and the way the apparatus works over many decades. And what I learned from Sisterhood is that once upon a time there were two kingdoms, one called the DI and one called the DO. The DI were the sneaker ladies in the vaults with their 3x5 cards, assembling information that was to be the servant of the DO, the directors of operations, the James Bonds and their ilk. And that stood through the Soviet era till 91. And then all of a sudden, the building lost a mission because the Soviets disappeared. They were really good. They were just settling down into a good contest with the KGB and the first directorate and Carla and all that romance. And then it went away. And what replaced it eventually, though it took a decade for everyone to recognize it, was what we call the War on Terror, in which all of a sudden the DO didn't have a skill set that could wear Arab mufti and pass through the Khyber Pass, you know, in your wonderful romantic fashion of the British Empire, and solve this or that sheikh. No, what was necessary was to find and either dominate, eliminate, or follow the enemy, one by one by one, because it was a worldwide organization, Al-Qaeda, although that took some time to recognize. So today, the DI is dominant in the building. It has up-to-date NSA cooperation, and the DI can find what it wants. It's very difficult for the enemy to disappear from the DIA. It listens to everything, and it makes the reports to its executives. Now, whether something happens or not, that's up to the politicians and their appointees. Does that describe the building you left, Germanicus, once upon a time? We have a couple of minutes.
So I've known a couple CIA directors well. I had dinner with Richard Helms in the 90s, and I knew Stansfield Turner quite well, both at the Naval War College and at the CIA. And the CIA was a kind, at least the CIA I knew, was kind of, an aspirational State Department that was on one hand trying to be like the analysts and foreign service officers in the State Department, doing great sort of research and writing on what was going on, and at the same time being more heroically positioned foreign service officers who were actually engaged in beautiful skullduggery. And it had a kind of, even when I was there in the later 70s, a kind of Ivy League quality to it. It was rather elegant. It was a single building. It had a lovely executive dining room, and each of the four elevators in that building had wall-to-ceiling 18th century maps of the great cities, Petersburg, Paris, London, Washington, and it was it was fun, and yet it was, as you properly describe it, it was not just an old boy kind of fraternity. It was also an engagement with the world that was still living out what was by then the residue of the age of imperialism, in which you could have men like T.E. Lawrence or, the hero in The Four Feathers and Richard Burton in the 1870s and 80s, going out and passing as a native. Of course, the problem for the U.S. was that the U.S. has no capacity to go native, as it were. They're not Rudyard Kiplings. They never were. And so their ability to learn languages and tint their faces and you know, go out among the heathen, as it were, just never happened in the agency. And the entire focus of Americans was like trying to be Cary Grant in To Catch a Thief. You know, the most elegant imaginable American man engaged in James Bond-like activities, but potentially doing it better with higher technology. And of course, the comeback from the Brits was to constantly embarrass Felix Leiter, the CIA agent, and to make the Americans look like, oh, we have high tech, but we're kind of bumbling and a little awkward. And this is the world that I was able to glimpse for a brief period. And now the CIA, including the DIA, it's all about targeting. It's all about positioning the robot killers from above on whatever we choose to assassinate.
Yes, the drones are now a major customer. I think that's what you say, right? That you're the customer. Who's your customer?
And the whole thing. If I could say one more thing, the last hurrah in a weird way of the CIA was the Bush administration's disclosure of Valerie Plame. And so Valerie Plame was like the last exotic, beautiful CIA agent before the darkness descended on that shimmering, evanescent little world.
Mark of Laos is Germanicus. I am Gaius, John Batchelor. We're headed to the theater. More Greeks, always Greeks. It's wise to listen to the voices of our betters, even though they work for us today because we're the Roman citizens. 2,000 years from now, it'll be much more confusing. But strategic vision. We've learned that Europe doesn't have a strategic vision about Europe. Now, just ask Rome. We had a strategic vision. We kept smashing Amen. You until you surrendered. That was our strategic vision once upon a time. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.